This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Suresh Gunasekaran is President and Chief Executive Officer of UCSF Health. Mr. Gunasekaran leads the realization of UCSF Health's mission, caring, healing, teaching, and discovering. He upholds the health system's pride, which is professionalism, respect, integrity, diversity, and excellence, values, and commitment to advancing anti-racism and social justice. Mr. Gunasekaran has more than 20 years' experience in healthcare administration and information technology, with a focus on quality and safety, patient service, collaboration, and operational excellence. UCSF Health includes approximately 18,000 staff and physicians, maintains 1,300 beds, admits 41,000 patients, and has over 2.5 million outpatient visits yearly. Please welcome President Gunasekaran, who will now provide the welcome address to this, our 23rd annual UCSF Developmental Disabilities Update for Health Professionals.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Dr. Takayama and Dr. Kripke. It's great to be included on this very powerful agenda. I want to welcome everyone to this update as well on behalf of all of UCSF. We're really excited that we're able to provide this very compelling and meaningful program. At UCSF Health, we are very, very blessed to have amazing faculty and staff that work together to meet the healthcare needs of many people in the Bay Area and beyond. We've been long known for the exceptional work that we do in science to advance the latest in medical care. We've long been known for the amazing work we do to educate the next generation of providers. But at UCSF Health, we are very, very focused on delivering healthcare services to all members of our community, from the most simple conditions to the most complex conditions, for all patients, regardless of their ability to pay or their socioeconomic or cultural background. And as we think about the future of healthcare and the future of clinical excellence, we remain, as many healthcare organizations are around the country, deeply concerned about the ever-increasing healthcare disparities that we see across our community. Just as we're very proud of the great medical advances that we're making in the neurosciences or cardiovascular care, or cancer care, where therapies that a decade ago seemed impossible are now the reality of what many of our patients are able to receive, we still see significant challenges in everyone in our community being able to access care, to have care that's designed to meet them where they are and support their process of not only accessing care, not only being able to receive treatment and therapy for conditions that they experience, but also to be able to manage their own care moving forward and stay healthy. And so one of the major challenges of the next decade, and for me, of the rest of my career here that we're focused on here at UCSF Health, is really substantively thinking about how we can reduce and eliminate these health disparities over time. And that's going to require us to build a very different kind of healthcare system. The good news is that UCSF Health has significant experience in building a specialized healthcare system. So over the last 50 years, we've continued to build a healthcare system that's really capable of delivering the most complex care, whether it's around transplant services, whether it's around neurosurgery, whether it's around cancer. We set up buildings, we set up care teams, we set up technology, we set up care processes that are able to manage the most complex patients. And we've done so much work to be innovative, whether it's pediatric care, the neonatal intensive care unit, whether it's in our operating rooms, whether it's in our cancer center. We've been able to put these various different pieces together for the benefit of our patients and for the benefit of our community. And we've spent millions of dollars. We've done tremendous research to make this highly specialized care a reality. And not all healthcare systems have been able to assemble those ingredients in a way that we've been able to. And we're really blessed to continue to push the envelope in that way. But now we want to turn our attention, not take our attention away from that, but also add attention in the same innovative way to create a healthcare system that can more meaningfully attack and address healthcare disparities, whether it is figuring out new and innovative ways to improve access, whether that is in the traditional way by opening more and more locations that are accessible to the patients that are having a difficult time accessing healthcare services, whether it is investing in programs and services, whether it be in behavioral health or maternal health or in pediatric care or otherwise, to really understand where patients need services and offering those services. I think that we're also thinking about how to create care pathways. Many of our patient populations that are experiencing healthcare disparities require a unique healthcare services that need to be custom tailored to meet the needs of those communities. And just as we did in cardiovascular care, just as we did in neurosciences, we have the opportunity to do that with a very different mind. What we found is that you need different ingredients, and it starts with recruiting the right people. And we really see this along two vectors. One vector is to address healthcare disparities, you need a workforce that is very comfortable and is trained on the skill sets that are necessary to meet the unique needs of patient populations. And today's event is just one such event that really attempts to provide the necessary knowledge and information so that this workforce can be appropriately skilled to do the work that's so important to us. The second piece of this is to recruit more and more team members that represent the communities that are experiencing disparities so that we can have an insider's perspective, if you will, if we can have a secret advantage of being able to better listen and understand the needs of these communities and design systems and programs that not only address health disparities, but really push us to get superior outcomes for this area. Then the third area that we're heavily and deeply invested in is analytics. It's really, really important that we continue to measure our performance in this area, not just for the patients that we serve, but also for our care team. And we're setting up a significant infrastructure at UCSF Health so that we can better understand how well we're doing, who is being left behind or could be better, could have their needs better addressed. And what we've seen as we've set up this analytics and set up this infrastructure is that in many times it's very discouraging to see the very different results that we get for patient populations or the patient populations that are unable to access that. And I think the final piece of this is to have a culture that doesn't get discouraged, but sees these challenges and has an enthusiasm for making the investments, delivering the care that's going to be so important to addressing this. So I really want to welcome you to this update today. I think there's a really compelling agenda, but on behalf of the entire UCSF and UCSF Health Organization, I want to thank you for the very important work that you do in this area and hope that you enjoy today's program.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Gunasekaran, for the warm welcome and for reminding us about the reality of health and healthcare disparities, the importance of equity, and sharing with us a roadmap on how to get there from here, including using information to make sure that we are getting there. UCSF is about people caring for people.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.